your events or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Stacks on the mill as they turn into turn number one, as we get set with Sportsman, 125 Heavy and Super Heavy, Dramas off the back, and we've seen a number of carts all spinning, having to rejoin the circuit towards the tail end of the runners. So Jose Ruiz is leading the way here from Chris Gillette, who's won the first two heats of the day. Jack Turnbull in the 22 heads up the field. Barry Laver, then it's Greg Williams, Nicholas Bloodworth, Eddie Ruiz, then Jason Bors, Rodney Franks. Further back to Michael Hanrahan, who's had his share of dramas throughout today. Then it's back to Jacob Blair, and Ian McPhee rounds out the running order. So as Jose Ruiz, who dominated up at the over 40s meeting in the Coffs Harbour last weekend until it came down to the final race of the weekend, Ruiz wants to get himself back up onto the top step of the podium here, and with a good run could just do that. Ruiz leading the way in cart number 7. Then it's Chris Gillette, back then to the 22 of Turnbull. Laver is the next cart through in the 17. Then it's Greg Williams, Nicholas Bloodworth, Eddie Ruiz, Jason Bors, Rodney Franks, Michael Hanrahan, Jacob Blair and Ian McPhee. So Turnbull was having trouble getting his cart started at the start of this heat, trying now to get his cart back up onto the back of the four cart of Gillette and put some pressure on him, as the 7 of Jose Ruiz leads the way. Ruiz, who started out of position number 1, has made the most of that pole position starting spot and has now got a 0.8 of a second lead over Chris Gillette. Turnbull is a further 0.6 seconds back. So as the leaders work their way down into the pit turn once again, it's still Ruiz, Gillette, Turnbull, Laver. Greg Williams, the first of the super heavies, with Nick Bloodworth on his back bumper, but here comes Eddie Ruiz. And Eddie Ruiz, who's won that class so far this weekend, trying to get those two spots as soon as possible. So Bloodworth looks to the inside of Williams, still can't quite make the pass. Jose Ruiz times a 33.1 that time. Gillette a 32.9. So Gillette is slowly starting to close that gap. It's down to 0.761 of a second. Ruiz would be seeing that the 51 is starting to appear in front of him. That is Ian McPhee, in the 51 cart, who is trying to make sure he doesn't get in the way of this battle at the front. As Ruiz and Gillette, the gap continues to close, 0.67 of a second now. Eddie Ruiz has made the pass on Bloodworth, and that has allowed Greg Williams to kick away. So, off onto the dirt that time was Ian McPhee, as they work their way down through the S's once again. McPhee just lifts off the throttle, allows the leader through. Gillette gives him plenty of room, so it hasn't affected this battle, which opened up after Gillette had a poor lap in 8. Ruiz, Gillette, Turnbull, Laver, then it's Williams, Eddie Ruiz, Eddie Ruiz still trying to close in on the back of Greg Williams, but that gap remaining at 1.4 seconds for the moment. Two laps remaining this time by, and it looks like Jose Ruiz has used the lunch break to extract that bit more speed he was needing out of his cart, the Ruiz construction entry. And it looks like it's now paying off. Back there, Greg Williams doing a great job in fourth position, in fifth position, leading the super heavy field. White flag goes out for Jose Ruiz as he works his way underneath the start finish stand. Then it's through into the S's once again. So Jose Ruiz on his way to victory. Race leader heads around the top turn for the final time. Williams is coming up on the back of McPhee. Now this is a chance for Eddie Ruiz. As Jose Ruiz comes to the checkered flag, takes the win. Chris Gillette now. Turnbull in third. Then it's Laver in fourth. Greg Williams has done enough to hold off Eddie Ruiz, and he will take the win in the super heavies. Eddie Ruiz is next. Bloodworth behind him. Hanrahan, Franks. Then it's Jacob Blair, Jason Boers, and Ian McPhee. One lap down. So, a good run here as we kick off racing in the afternoon session. And up next, Clubman Pro. This is the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner. Or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So, Clubman Pro out on the circuit now. Jackson Delamont has dominated this class right throughout the day. Kelly Simpson, who's had a tough run, 2 DNF so far, will start from the pole. Matthew Tuff will start out of position number 2. Jackson Delamont out of 3. And Sam Simpson out of position at number 4. So, as they get set for a start, they're in good formation as they head up the back straight. And look like we'll be underway next time by. I can tell you that Frosty Winterbottom was fastest in qualifying for the V8s, with Wincup and Lowndes the top three qualifiers for the race 13 this afternoon. away and racing, and it was a great jump there off the outside of the front row by Matthew Tuff. Going with him was Jackson Delamont. Delamont slots into second position. Simpson now, Kelly Simpson now through the S's this time with Sam Simpson right behind her. She's looking for a try and complete her first lap of racing today as Kelly Simpson works round the top turn. Sam Simpson in fourth place as Delamont leads the way. Delamont leads lap number one. Tuff is back there in second position. Then it's back to Kelly Simpson with Sam Simpson right behind her. So as the leaders head up the back straight, Delamont with a 34.8, so he's wasted no time getting into the 34 second laps. Should expect him to get down into the high 33s by the end of this race. Cross the line that time, a 34.1. So as the heat gets into the tyres, Delamont getting more and more speed out of that cart. As Sam Simpson goes to the inside of Kelly Simpson, but still not able to make the pass as they head up the back straight. So the gap between Delamont and Tuff is 0.7 of a second as they head across the stripe. That extends to 1.2. So Delamont doing it easy at the front of the field. Kelly Simpson still holding off Samantha Simpson back there in the battle for third. They're nose to tail as they head up the back straight this time. They don't battle for position round the top turn. They just stay nose to tail as the leader, Jackson Delamont, clicks off another lap. So Jackson Delamont in the four, leading the way. He's dominated racing today. Matthew Tuff sits back there in second position. Hasn't made any mistakes so far today, is Matthew Tuff. His best lap of this race, a 34.433. For Jackson Delamont, a 33.869, his best. He's just bettered that now as he goes across the line, though, to a 33.84 even. So Delamont leads from Tuff, but the battle is for third position as Kelly Simpson runs a bit wide coming out of the S's. This will give Sam Simpson a good run up the back straight. Simpson pulls out of the slipstream, but just doesn't have quite enough to make the pass at the top of the circuit. So as Delamont now completes half race distance, dominating out in front. Back then for Simpson, Kelly and Sam. So they still maintain their position in third and fourth place. The leaders, still Jackson Delamont. He's out to a 3 second advantage now, with five laps remaining. Tuff still at 34.4 was his best lap, last lap, a 34.5. Delamont just set his quickest lap of the race, a 33.728. Kelly Simpson, a 35.04, her best. Sam Simpson, a 35.04, also her best. As Sam Simpson looks like she was ready to make a move on Kelly Simpson that time, but just couldn't find the opening. So, as the leader heads up the back straight, 5 seconds ahead of Matthew Tuff, Jackson Delamont leading the way. We look forward to seeing you all in 2 weeks' time at the seventh round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, the Bob Hyme Memorial and Festival of the Kids, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. Should be a great weekend. Plenty of classes being supported with midgets, rookies, junior national light and heavy, junior clubmen, senior national light and heavy, senior national super heavy, clubman light and heavy, clubman super heavy, tag restricted light and heavy, Rotax light and heavy and Rotax super for heavy, along with the open performance. So Delamont heads up the back straight for the penultimate time. Kelly Simpson holding off Sam Simpson here, late in the running. Final lap commenced now by your race leader in Jackson Delamont. Matthew Tuff still sitting in second. Kelly Simpson still holding off Sam Simpson as they head down and into the Revolution Race Gear turn number one once again. Jackson Delamont continues his domination of Clubman Pro with his third win. Delamont takes the victory. Tuff comes home in second, and Kelly Simpson holds on for third place. She'll be happy with that. Her first finish of the afternoon. As we get set for the midgets here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday's Blow on 418-964-378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-964-378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417-299-175. That's 0417-299-175.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Racing underway in the midgets as they work their way up the back straight for the first time. A great jump from Thomas Sargent off the pole sees him out in front. Cameron Skelton got into second place off the start, and it continues in that position as they work their way towards the start finish line. Race leader is Thomas Sargent. Sargent leading the way from Skelton, who's Jaden Boulding right on his back bumper. That's Taylor Chancellor, Taylor Harness and Josh Haynes. As they go side by side, Boulding and Skelton. And Skelton fighting hard, but I think Boulding might have just taken the spot. Jaden Boulding up into second position now as Cameron Skelton shuffled back to third. Taylor Chancellor, Taylor Harness and Josh Haynes all having a good fight. Unfortunately for Rios Valenzuela, he didn't make it out to start this third heat. He had some problems in heat number two, which saw him withdraw from the race very early, and looks like they might be more serious than we first thought. So, bad luck for the young P-plater. But Thomas Sargent, take nothing away from him. He is leading the way comfortably. Out in front already after three laps by 3.5 seconds. So back, Jaden Boulding has got himself a handy buffer, 1 second clear of Cameron Skelton. Taylor Chancellor though, plenty of pressure on her. Taylor Harness right on her back bumper, and so is Josh Haynes. They had a great battle late in the running, but oh, Chancellor opens the door up and Haynes is through. Harness is through. Haynes tried to go through the same gap, wasn't able to complete the pass. So Sargent with a 38.7 last time by his best. Battled is for fourth position as Harness has made the move up. So Chancellor now and Josh Haynes continue on their battle. Race leader across the start finish line now. Half race distance completed. And Thomas Sargent doing it very, very comfortably. No pressure on Sargent as he works his way up the back straight once again. Around the top of the circuit. Here's a great run by your race leader with four laps left. Thomas Sargent, Jaden Boulding, Cameron Skelton, 1, 2 and 3. Then it's back to Taylor Harness, who's got herself clear of Taylor Chancellor and Josh Haynes, who are having a good battle of their own. Sargent, a 38.84, his best, a 38.75. That was set on lap number 4. So Sargent, consistently working his way around the circuit. A 38.5 now, his best. 38.578, the best lap of the race so far. On lap number 7. Two laps remaining. As no real battle left on the circuit, Taylor Chancellor has now got some breathing room between herself and Josh Haynes. So as the leader, again across the line, another 38.4, so another fastest lap of the race to Thomas Sargent, who's really just picking up the pace and opening up his advantage to a 6.786 gap. Jaden Boulding has a 5 second, almost 6 second advantage over Cameron Skelton. So the white flag is out as Thomas Sargent heads down into Revolution Race Gear turn number 1 to start his final lap through the right-hander of the S's and now up over the rise. No pressure on Thomas Sargent whatsoever. Haynes is closing back in on Chancellor here in the late running. but it's not going to be close enough, I would think, to be able to take fifth spot. As Thomas Sargent heads to the checkered flag and takes his third win on the trot. The Grenfell driver dominating here today in the midgets. Back then to Jaden Balding. Cameron Skelton will be through in third spot. Then it's back to Taylor Harness, Taylor Chancellor, and Josh Haynes rounds out the running order here in Heat 3 of the Midgets. Up next, it'll be the Junior Nationals. This is the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
About a lap away from a start here now in Junior National. Chris Cooper on the pole. Jamie Lee Scorgie out of position number 2. Jamie Luff out of position number 3. Brody Duncanlund out of 4. And unfortunately for Zach Boyd, he has pulled off the circuit. They will be set for a start next time by. So Jamie Lee Scorgie has been dominant throughout all the heat so far today. Should be looking for a good start off the outside of the front row. Chris Cooper looking for a better performance here as they go racing. And it is Scorgie who gets the jump again. Cooper in second position. Luff. Then it goes back to Duncan Lund, who's already trying to make as many spots as he can off this start. They work their way up the back straight. And it is Jamie Lee Scorgie in front, as they head down the pit straight for the first time. Race leader Scorgie across the line ahead of Cooper, Luff and Duncan Lund. Duncan Lund just trying to make a move. They go into the S's now on the back of the 42 cart of Jamie Luff. A battle will be for second in a moment as Luff has got some good momentum here as they head up the back straight. But as yet, not able to make the pass. Scorgie leading the way as they head across the start finish line. So, Luff looks to the inside of Cooper. Duncan Lund wants to get some more spots here as quickly as possible. Race leader Jamie Lee Scorgie checking out as she heads up the hill. Luff now looks to the inside of Cooper. Duncan Lund there to make any mishap go his way. across the start-finish line. Score, G, 37.3 last time. A 37.2 this time. So Score, G, setting a good pace. Cooper holding off the challenges from Jamie Luff and Brody Duncan-Lund. Still sitting back there looking for his opportunity to make the pass. So as the leader heads up the back straight. Scorgi out to a 3 second advantage at the front of the field. Cooper keeping Jamie Luff at bay for the moment. Heading down across the start finish line. And still nose to tail. Duncan Lund trying to make a move into the S's. Duncan Lund on the cross back through the right-hander, and I think he's made the pass. Yes, he has it round the outside, coming off the S's. A brave move that paid off for Brody Duncan Lund. So Duncan Lund now leads Jamie Luff and sets his sights on the 94 of Chris Cooper, who is only 0.1 of a second up the road. It's Scorgi out by 5 seconds. Cooper holding off Duncan Lund. Luff making a move, trying to come back. As they head up the back straight. Still, Scorgi pulling away from Cooper, who's starting to get a solid break now, almost out to a second, the gap between second and third places. Duncan Lund just holding it tight through the right-hander, trying to find any opportunity to make some ground. Duncan Lund running at 140 kilograms for cart and driver. For Chris Cooper and your leader, Jamie Lee Scorgi, along with Jamie Luff, they're running a carton driver combination of 120 kilos. So Duncan Lund doing a remarkably good job with the 20 kilo weight penalty, but still able to mix it with Cooper and Luff. So there'll be two laps left to go next time by. Scorgi already out to over 6.5 second lead as they head down the pit straight. Jamie Lee Scorgi leading the points for the junior light category in the 2011 Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Duncan Lund looks to the inside, but Cooper still has that handy buffer of 0.15 of a second. As the white flag is at the ready for Jamie Slee Scorgi as she heads down the pit straight once again. Luff tried to make a move on Duncan Lund. Couldn't quite pull it off as Duncan Lund continues to keep the pressure on Cooper around the top turns. So Scorgi well in front. Here comes Duncan Lund. What can he do? Down through the pit. Turn across the start finish line. Has to stay single file. As they head up the back straight again. Duncan Lund, who set up a nice move through the right-hander. Looks through the dip. And Cooper off the circuit. That's going to cost him some time, you'd think. But still manages to hold his position. Now, Duncan Lund to the inside. Jamie Lee Scorgi's going to win her third heat of the day. But now, it was a door opening by Brody Duncan Lund on Chris Cooper. Jamie Luff drives through and will get third place with Chris Cooper. He'll be disappointed to be shuffled back to fourth there on the final lap. Some great racing there in Junior National. The Rookies up next here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablo on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Racing underway here in heat number 3 of the rookies. And it was a good start by Cody Boulding in the 88, who gets through and completes lap number 1 as your race leader. Lachlan Chancellor is in second position, Josh Fife in third, Josh Hemphill in fourth. Sean Shibutera comes off the back. He sits in fifth position with Thomas Ewart in sixth place. So as they come up over the rise, it's now Shibutera and Hemphill battling it out for fourth position. As Shibutera goes round the outside up on the back straight and makes the pass. Boulding, Chancellor, Fife, Hemphill, Shibutera, and then it's Ewart again. Shibutera makes the move and grabs the place for third. So he'll be setting his sights. He's got plenty of speed. Cody Boulding, Lachlan Chancellor. Here comes Chancellor on the race leader. And Chancellor just can't quite make the pass. Oh, as Josh Hemphill pulls from the circuit. So not quite sure what was wrong with that car, but he limps off the circuit now. And the way he's pulling that, maybe it's a chain. So the rookies come through to complete lap number 3 and Boulding along with Chancellor, but here comes Shibutera. Shibutera up into third position after starting back marker on the field, and now is within 1 second, well, in fact, within 0.79 of a second of the race leader, as Cody Boulding has plenty of pressure being applied to him by Lachlan Chancellor. So with 6 laps remaining, Cody Boulding, Lachlan Chancellor and Sean Shibutera. Shibutera, I thought, might have made a lunge down there early into turn number 1, but not able to make the pass as they come up over the rise. It's Boulding, Chancellor and Shibutera as they head up the back straight. 3 wide going up the back straight that time. And Chancellor has got the run on Boulding. Shibutera is going to come off the top turn and take second position. Some great battling here as we head towards half race distance of this third heat of the rookies. Chancellor, your new race leader, Shibutera. Then it's Boulding further back. It's Fife and Ewart with Josh Hemphill, unfortunately, off the circuit. As they head up the back straight once again, race leader is still Lachlan Chancellor, but Sean Shibutari makes a run out around the outside and will take the lead. So, second lead change in two laps. With four laps left to go, Sean Shibutari has driven from the back to the front of the field and now is your race leader. Shibutari, Chancellor, and then it's back to Boulding. Five for Neewert. The next two through. As they work their way up the back straight once again, Shibutari already opening up a handy buffer. He'll have three laps left to run as he heads down through the pit turn and makes his way towards the start finish line. So Shibutari, Chancellor up into second position now. Probably his best run so far today. Showed great pace. Shibutari. Out to a comfortable gap. Chancellor behind him. Boulding, Fife and Ewert as they come to the white flag this time by. Across the start finish line now, Sean Shibutari. Across the start-finish line now, Sean Shibutari comfortably out in front. Shibutari, Chancellor, Boulding, and now this battle between Fife and Ewert starting to hot up as the leader heads round the top turn. Thought Ewert was going to be able to close in further, but doesn't look like it. As Sean Shibutari heads to the checkered flag to take the victory, Shibutari takes the win. Chancellor home in second, Boulding in third. Then we wait for Fife. Ewert having a run at the line, but it's Fife who gets home in fourth place ahead of Thomas Ewert. And that is heat number three of the rookies here in the sixth round of the camp.
Their commercial construction experience. Visit their descent along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner. Or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Heard Street in Mawson.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Open Performance, along with the Sportsman Light Class, heading out onto the circuit. It'll be off the pole. Nick Clapham, out of position number two. Jake Lambie, Jose Roos in the 77. Andrew Gillespie, who's dominated the two previous heats, in the 51. Paul Hamilton will start out of 5. Matthew Cooley out of 6. Mark Townsend in the 13 out of 7. The 6 of Dave Lowe out of 8. The 53 of Brendan Scorgi out of 9. The 4 of Stephen Lowe in 10th. And the 48 of Jackson Delamont will start out of position number 11. So Brendan Scorgi, winner in heat number 1. He had some transponder problems in heat number 2, but still managed to get a solid finish. Here we go with heat number 3. Nick Clapham and Jake Lambie at the front of the field. Lambie has had his share of difficulties today. Finished second in heat 1 to a dominant Gillespie, but spun right in front of Paul Hamilton in heat number 2 and dropped him right down through the field. All set for heat number 3 of Open Performance. And 1-2-5 light. Oh, Lambie spins again in front of the field as the lights come through. It was contact, I think, between the 77. Also the 4 there, Stephen Lowe, just getting himself up to speed. Jose Ruiz went across the grass, I think far enough that the transponder didn't pick him up. But he's certainly sitting in about third position currently. So stacks on the mill once again in Open Performance. Nick Clapham leads, Andrew Gillespie in second position. Then it's Jose Ruiz. Then it's Paul Hamilton, Matthew Cooley, Mark Townsend, Brendan Scorgi, Jackson Delamont, Jake Lambie, Dave Lowe and Stephen Lowe are the running order as they head up around the top of the circuit. Gillespie trying to make a move on Clapham now. So Nick Clapham comes through with plenty of pressure on him. Gillespie to the inside, and Gillespie knocks it down a couple of gears as he heads into the S's. And still, oh, Delamont and Scorgi having at it. Lambie there trying to pick up a few spots as well. So Gillespie, you can see his hand on the gear shifter, just shifting up and down through the gears. He'll go down 2-3 gears as he goes into Revolution race gear turn number 1, comes out and then starts pulling the gears on as he heads up the back straight. Gillespie leading the way from Clapham, Jose Ruiz, then it's Paul Hamilton, Cooley, Townsend, Delamont, Scorgi, Lambie, David, then Stephen Lowe. Clapham is going to find that Jose Ruiz is going to be right on his back bumper very soon, and that will make for an interesting battle ahead. Gillespie dominating, although it has to be said his cart is the fastest cart out there. But also, at the same time, the most difficult to drive, as he is doing something like 30 gear changes per lap in that 51, the race leader. Nick Clapham in the 95 sits in second. Well, in fact, it's 34 on his cart. Jose Ruiz trying to close in. That gap is now down to 0.988 of a second. And Jose Ruiz, Pep wants to make sure he's past the Clapham cart, the 34 of Clapham. before the 14 of Hamilton catches him. So we're over half race distance now, as Gillespie continues to dominate at the front of the field. Still Clapham and Ruiz. That gap now 7.6. So the difference on that last lap was only 0.4 of a second. Delamont has made the pass on Cooley, is up into fifth position. With 4 laps left to run, Gillespie across the start finish line. Back then to Clapham and Ruiz. Ruiz has really closed up the gap now. It's under half a second between second and third places. Hamilton will have Delamont closing in on him. Delamont, 0.6 in fact of a second quicker than Hamilton. With 3 laps left to run, there'll be a couple of good battles here to the checkered flag. Gillespie leading here in open performance. Clapham in second, Ruiz in third, lost a bit of time on that lap. Hamilton still losing time to Delamont, who is really on a couple of charges. That gap is now past Delamont. What speed did Delamont have that time? Hamilton looked like he was standing still. 2 laps remaining for Andrew Gillespie, your race leader. Now, Ruiz is right onto the back of Nick Clapham. Well, Jackson Delamont caught Paul Hamilton fast asleep that time. And Hamilton really struggling now to maintain the pace. White flag is out for your race leader in Andrew Gillespie. Gillespie leading the way. Now it's Clapham holding off Ruiz. That gap still 0.3 of a second. But Ruiz is setting up for a big run up the back straight. He's come out of the S's very well. Further back, Hamilton can't do much with Delamont. But Ruiz is really pushing hard. He's going to look for a move off the top turns. Clapham trying to get there. But it's Gillespie who will win Heat 3. Here comes the battle to the line. And it's Clapham and Ruiz. They're nose to tail as they come across the line. Delamont with a strong drive comes up into fourth position. Hamilton, Cooley, Scorgi, Lambie, Townsend, David Lowe, then Stephen Lowe rounds out the running order. A interesting sportsman and open performance. Sportsman Restricted is up next. If you saw the shenanigans in heat number 2, you won't want to miss this heat number 3.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays with Lowe on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260-1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Scott Nielsen has dominated racing here in Sportsman Restricted. He starts from the pole in heat number 3. Sarah Kelly in the 14 cart starts out of position number 2. Dale Parry was involved in that first lap altercation, which affected about half the field in heat 2, starts out of 3. Matthew Fisher has had his share of difficulties, as has John McCabe. Away and racing, and Nielsen gets a huge jump off the start. Kelly is there with Matthew Fisher in third, falling into line. I think that is Marquez in the 56 car who gets ahead of Michael Yocum. So Parry falling back down the order already with Brad Fisher back there trying to make his way forward. Adam McCoy looks to the inside of Brad Fisher now to take that spot away. As they work their way up around the top of the circuit, it is a good lead for Scott Nielsen out in front, the Canberra driver. A big lead for the Arrow Kart. Kelly back there with Matthew Fisher looking to the inside but couldn't quite make the pass. Kelly runs wide. Oh, Fisher runs over the back of Kelly as she was slow out of the right-hander. That is really... John McCabe crashes through a big pack of carts as they're all backing up. That was some crazy driving there. And, he almost threw himself out of the cart that time. His left foot was actually pushing another cart off him. Meanwhile, Scott Nielsen just goes, well, you guys can do whatever you like back there. I'll have a 3.5 second lead after 2 laps of racing. Kelly again gets out of shape going through the right-hander. That backs up Marquez as Fisher now gets a big push from Adam McCoy. They're mixing it up here in Rotax Sportsman. People run in the Sportsman class because it's not as cut and thrust and as high stakes as in the lights and heavies. Well, it's all turned around today. This is where the guys have been out of control. Across the start-finish line now, Kelly has Marquez. Now Brad Fisher to the inside of Kelly. Marquez tried to go through the hole, but it closed up as soon as Brad Fisher got through there. McCoy now with the 46 of Yocum on his back bumper. So they work their way up the back straight once again. Scott Nielsen, he's checked out. He's 5 seconds ahead of Brad Fisher in second position. Fisher now trying to check away from Sarah Kelly. Kelly runs wide again. Oh, Marquez almost sideways, almost looped himself around coming out of the pit turn. Adam McCoy trying to make a move on Marquez as Marquez is trying to make the move on Kelly, and it's McCoy who'll make the pass as Marquez will get shuffled back 2 more spots now as Yocum gets into his side pod. Now McCoy to the inside of Kelly makes the pass for 3rd position. 5 laps completed now as the leader heads in through the S's. John McCabe is right on the back bumper now of Daniel Hoffman. As Matthew Fisher again gets into the back of Kelly, that stacks everyone up. McCabe, he gets a run this time. He doesn't try to split the eye of the needle, and he's able to get the spot. Now it's half race distance completed by Scott Nielsen. Nielsen leading the way very comfortably over Brad Fisher. Adam McCoy closing in on Brad Fisher now. He's got only a 0.28 of a second lead as Yocum up the inside of Fisher. So Sarah Kelly, Fisher goes to the outside of Yocum. McCabe's into the back of Yocum again, and now this gives the Hoff a chance. Daniel Hoffman trying to make his way up through the field. Fisher and McCoy battling it out for second position. 5 laps remaining here in Rotax Sportsman. And we've got some great battling going on. Sarah Kelly's got breathing space now for the first time in the race. Marquez has got Pastor, but with Yoakum, McCabe, Fisher and Hoffman all belting into each other, they've backed themselves away from Kelly. But Kelly just can't get through the S's quickly enough, and they're going to close in on her again. So Nielsen across the line, he's got about a 7 second advantage. McCoy is up into second. Brad Fisher is in third. Now Kelly, she really needs to make a good move. Oh! And McCabe has got into the back of the 6 card, the 46 card of Hoffman. No, sorry, it's the 6 card of John McCabe. Not sure who else is off there. But Nielsen, with less than 3 laps to travel, McCoy, now it's back to Brad Fisher with Marquez. Kelly still there, Yoakum right on her back bumper. Then it's back to the Hoff. Further back then to Gillespie and Parry. So it's Fisher and McCabe. They've been running into each other all throughout this race. 2 laps remaining here as Nielsen crosses the line. McCoy is comfortably in second now. So it's Marquez, then Kelly. Here comes Yoakum again with Daniel Hoffman, John Gillespie and Dale Parry all trying to get themselves into that battle for fifth place. White flag is out now for Scott Nielsen. Nielsen working his way through the S's for the final time. The battle is still for fifth place. And Sarah Kelly holding off Yoakum at the moment. Hoffman and Gillespie all there. Now, Yoakum. Oh, Hoffman sideways. Tries to go up the inside. Kelly doesn't see Yoakum making the move on her. And she gets into the side of Yoakum. Yoakum spins off the circuit and Kelly continues to march on. Scott Nielsen takes the victory here in Heat 3 as Sportsman Restricted. Home second is Adam McCoy. Brad Fisher is in third. Fourth place is James Marquez. And Sarah Kelly, can she hold on for fifth place? She's battled hard the whole way. Nose cone pulled off to the side of the cart. But she gets home in fifth. Daniel Hoffman in sixth. John Gillespie in seventh. Dale Parry in eighth. Then it'll be Billy Sagoras and Darren Lonergan in tenth place. Yoakum, Fisher, McCabe and Hampson all unable to complete the distance. What a race. Junior Pro up next.
Good supplies of proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurst Street, Moorfield.
my shoes, my cue, my cue.
Explored life's subtle secrets, from my fingertips to my unique double helix. I can see history, I can see the past lessons. It's your right, never be afraid to ask questions. How can every religion claim to be the only one? How can they preach love yet fight each other holding guns? I think the golden sun might be able to shed some light. I'd rather push peace and knowledge to defend our rights. These leaders in suits tell us to fight for one side. You think they got their sons and daughters on the front line? Not down for war, but down to get an education. We're all equal, yet they push synthetic separation. But in this matrix, I won't be failing to make it. This is my cosmos, baby, space sailor with Sagan. I heard it's not where you're from, it's where you're carving your view. I heard you don't have to wear a suit to argue the truth, and so
who are you to tell me how to live my life? My life. 'Cause I won't give this up. These are my shoes, my view, my cue. To say I do give a fuck and pick. So when I'm a blooming, it'll be alright. Every day's another chance to ignite. 'Cause I'm addicted, uh-oh. I'm addicted, uh-oh. I'm addicted to this universal feeling called life.
We're through the reach of maximum dynamic pressure now.
Yeah, they finally gave me a window to look out.
They spoon feed, but I won't be taking that sedative. 'Cause my thoughts are way too precious to waste on the negative. I keep them critical yet positive to break the chains. Every dawn is a new chance to make a change. Think about all the energy swirling all around us. We reject it, we get affected, it's just profound stuff. Earth is my garden and I grew from it. I pay the youth homage 'cause I know their views honest. Can you read between the lines of the news comments? Fighting over land just to take some fuel from it. I guess oil boils down to some cool profits. So war, what is it good for? Really, who wants it? Like,
who are you to tell me how to live my life? My life. 'Cause I won't give this up. These are my shoes, my cue, my cue. To say I do give a fuck and pick. So when I'm a booming, it'll be alright. Every day's another chance to ignite.
Getting set for a start here. For the start of Junior Pro. Oh, and Alex Nicholson, who's been winning these races by about 6 seconds, had about a half a cart length advantage as they came to the line then, and they decided not to let it go. So, it's Will Shear on the pole, Anthony and Nicholson. So, as they get set for a start, the race leader heads, or the pole sitter I should say, Tom Wilshire, heads around the top turns. They're crawling around here as we get set for the final class of the third round of heats here at the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. They're away now, and Chris Anthony does a good jump off the start. Nicholson already up into second position. Oh, runs the ripple strip pretty heavily that time. That will cost him a bit of ground, but with Chris Anthony running in the ARC engine and Nicholson in the Rotax 125, you'd expect Nicholson to be able to round him up quite quickly. And in fact, as they come through to complete lap number one, Anthony and Nicholson only a cart length apart. So Anthony will brake checking into the S's that time. Nicholson had to check up again and lost about three cart lengths as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Now Nicholson finds a clear path up the inside and he will make the pass for the lead. So it's Nicholson, Anthony and Wilshire as they head down the pit straight and into the pit turn for the second time. Across the start-finish line to complete lap number two. And Nicholson out in front. Anthony gets a great run out of the S's. He's able to maintain that speed and goes for a good strong run up the straight, but he just doesn't have the power of the water-cooled 125 Rotax engine. And has to battle on. He knows he's should be able to hang on for second. Wilshire starting to close in on him. Well, watch how Wilshire progresses, because Wilshire running a 34.6 second lap is 1.5 seconds. In fact, he's just improved that to a 33.6. Chris Anthony, a 33.8, his best, with Nicholson into the 32s, a 32.755, his best lap so far. So, as this junior pro class heads around, we'll have very soon for you the Sportsman Heavy and Sportsman Super Heavy, fourth heats of the day. Good opportunity to remind you that the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship will be held at the Grenfell Kart Club for the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. Classes will see midgets, rookies, junior national light and heavy, junior clubmen, senior national light and heavy, senior national super heavy, clubman light and heavy, clubman super heavy, tag restricted light and heavy, Rotax light and heavy, and Rotax super heavy, along with open performance. So there's full canteen facilities, showers available. It's always a great night, or great weekend, over at the Grenfell Kart Club. It's the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, which includes the seventh round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So, with seven laps to go, in fact, check that, it'll be half race distance this time by Nicholson, well out in front. He leads by 4 seconds over Chris Anthony, who's still holding Wilshire back by about 0.8 of a second. So he's maintaining that second position quite well. They head around the top of the circuit again. A good job by Alex Nicholson with 5 laps remaining. Nicholson well out in front, dominating. Certainly the most experienced driver at the Canberra circuit, Nicholson. You've got Anthony from the Sapphire Coast, has done a lot of driving up here in Canberra, no doubt about that. And then you go back to the Orange Kart Club driver of Tom Wilshire. So as we go down to 4 laps remaining, should be some great racing coming up here in the fourth and final round of heats, which will get underway very soon. Race leader though, Alex Nicholson, well out in front. He'll have 3 laps left next time by. His lap times, as we have a look at them, have been quite solid throughout the day. He's a 32.792, last lap a 32.708, his best on lap 5. For Chris Anthony, a 33.609 last lap, as compared to a 33.462, his best. So with 2 laps left to run, or just over 2 laps left to run, it is Alex Nicholson well out in front. Wilshire trying to close up that gap. It's down to 0.6 of a second now, but perhaps not enough time for Wilshire to make a final run. Oh, Alex Nicholson pulling into the pits now. So I didn't see any problem with Alex Nicholson's cart. Last lap board going out. And this will be an interesting one, because Anthony and Wilshire, Anthony gets through. Anthony, Wilshire. Anthony, across the line, Wilshire in second. So Anthony leading the way. His last lap, a 33.454. Wilshire, a 33.56. So Anthony now heads round the top turn. Down into the pit turn for the final time.